And know that every single aspect of your life that you desire to create for yourself, whether it is connecting to divine family, whether it is manifesting great wealth, beautiful employment, well, you are supported holistically on all levels, financially, health-wise. You manifest divine family around you. Your relationships are beautiful. You are opening to and embodying your divinity and your keepership. But you have come to this planet to offer to humanity, to awaken humanity. Your divine function, as it were. See yourselves activating these divine functions now. Be them. Even if you do not know what they are, act like you do. Act like a child does. When a child goes, I am Superman! And I can fly, and I can run super fast. You are all superheroes once again. This should have been the name for this conference. We're all superheroes. You can do anything. Yes, you once again as the divine children that you are right now, and I see you all as little children. And see with your friends that are on this conference call right now, being able to easily create whatever we have come here to create. For we have come here to create together. We have contracts, so to speak, to work together. Now, these are not contracts written in blood. They are fun contracts. They are contracts that we have made as children would when they say, okay, I will be the cowboy and I will be the Indian. So these are the contracts that we have. And now we will go and you will go hide and I will go chase you. And I will shoot arrows at you. But in this case, we're not going to shoot arrows at each other. We're going to play. We're going to create things, create beautiful cities and beautiful... Hello. We will create beautiful light centers, geometries, and beautiful things and things to play on. Play with the dolphins, play with each other. Create art and music. Whatever our heart's desire is, see this, all of us working together, playing together, creating together. And we will also ask you to now see yourself manifesting immense wealth to accomplish this. Every single one of us manifesting immense wealth. We all need great amounts of money to accomplish what we have come here to accomplish. There is much to be done. For if your attention is upon survival, well, how can you create? Survival is no longer your focus. Creation is your focus. What am I creating now and how can I create more of it? What if I'm creating something now that is not exactly what I would like to create any longer? How can I assist this part of myself to become and be in the presence, in the full presence of our power, to create what our spirits desire us to create? We ask you all now to send a wave of forgiveness to all aspects of yourself, all of your soul extensions and your ancestors, to every aspect of yourself, everything that you can imagine, everything that you have ever experienced in this lifetime, other lifetimes upon this planet, lifetimes upon other planets, dimensions, all of your soul extensions. Send a wave of love and forgiveness. We call upon the law of forgiveness. Send a wave. Beautiful, beautiful forgiving energies. Send this wave for all space, all time, for all aspects of yourself. Everything is forgiven. Send a wave of forgiveness to every single being that any aspect of yourself feels disconnected to, angry with. All is forgiven. Send this message out. All is forgiven. Ask everyone to just be in this present moment. It is a new time. Just say, I ask all aspects of myself, all of my soul extensions, all of my ancestors, be in this present moment now. To merge with me in this present moment through love, the energies of forgiveness. And it is time now for you all to forgive yourself. Send yourself your own wave of forgiveness. Everything that you feel that you have done or should have done or should not have done to anyone, to yourself. And forgive everyone else that has hurt you in any way, feel that hers. You do not need to see them all, know them all. And call upon the law of forgiveness and flow to all of these beings now. Just know everything is forgiven. And just love yourself. Centering once again in your heart. Do we give you another key? Perhaps the biggest key that we could give you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness brings you into the present. Brings those parts of ourselves that are stuck in the past, stuck in time, angry, judgmental, from our past experience when we have been hurt. We have been betrayed and so forth. Brings your consciousness fully into the present. For any aspect of ourselves that is not forgiven, is stuck in time, stuck in the past. And how can we be present? How can we embody our presence, our spirit? If there are parts of us stuck in the past. So your goal, once again, if you choose to accept this mission, is to once again be in the present. So when you are in the present, you do not need to be concerned about anything in the past. Whether or not aspects of yourselves are experiencing healing or not. When you are in the present, everything in the past takes care of itself. We ask you all once again to feel your presence fully grounded in your body on planet Earth, anchored in Mother Earth, the core of Mother Earth. And breathe once again, breathing in the unified field, breathing in your spirit, breathing in your full presence, breathing in your consciousness. Breathing into your heart. This is another key we give you, another very large key. Live, breathe, function, Jameson? Feel from and with your heart. This is your dimensional doorway. This is your spiritual access doorway. This is your Merkaba activator doorway. This is the doorway to opening, balancing the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and to balancing the heart and mind. And by bringing your consciousness into your heart, then your heart and your mind, the divine marriage is complete. And you can create powerfully with the wisdom of the masculine and the alchemical power of the divine feminine, the alchemical power of love. You are working with love and light. Light being a more masculine ray, the love being a more feminine ray. You are creating with love and light. From the love that is in your heart, you create what is perfect to be created now through inner alchemy, through love, through compassion, through divine imagination. And with the light, send this light through the unified field into the world. Say, light, create this for me. And has the power of love with it and behind it, the power of your spirit. Without the power of love, light will not know exactly where to go, or it will be imbalanced. It will not be directed by love, it will be directed by the mind, by the ego. It will be directed by perceptions. And perceptions that are based in survival rather than thrival. I hope you got that word. It was thrival. I'm sure it's in the dictionary. It's called the thrival instinct. Gone now is the survival instinct. We are now connecting to the thrival instinct. It's now time to thrive. This is another reason why we are doing this teleclass, to connect our energy. For in divine synergy, our energies are combined. Our power is combined, which creates a very powerful synergy. The most powerful creations that you will all create upon this planet will be in synergy with others. You can feel the power when you get together and even just envision things together. I'm sure you all felt the power when we were envisioning together. For together we can create heaven on earth easily and gracefully. And together we can assist each other to create heaven in our individual lives. So I would like you all now to see and know, regardless of whether you know each other's names, where you're living on the planet, to know that and see and grant with your love A gift. Magic, if it were. A magical blessing to everyone. And we will use it in words so that everyone can say, and then we can send it out in our words. So I would just like you all to see, I give a magical blessing to everyone in this teleclass. Easily and gracefully manifest everything their heart desires, everything that they have come to planet Earth to accomplish. I give each and every one of you my support, my love, my life, unconditionally, to help you create what your spirit desires, to manifest your destiny here upon planet Earth. I give you a gift of power. Divine power that is completely compassionate and considerate and loving. I give you, each and every one of you, fairy blessings of magic. I wish you all, every one of you, to know that you are awesome, magnificent, beautiful, stupendous, superheroes, magical, divine beings, miraculous, creative masters. I give you my support to embody this in your lives easily and gracefully with the power of my God presence, the power and assistance of the ascended masters and angels, and the entire hierarchy. And everything that your heart desires is manifesting now. With the power of your God presence. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So saith I. With the full power of my being, and everyone just absorb this and feel this now. Feel the support from everyone. And just soak it up. Really soak it in. Really feel it. Feel the support. Thank you. the support of your spirit. Feel the support of everyone on the Silla class. Feel the support of the Ascended Masters and the Angels. Feel the support of Mother Earth. He is quite happy with our journey. Thank you everyone for joining us in this beautiful journey, feeling the support. I hope that you have all felt the beautiful support from all of your friends. In bodies and not in bodies, or in light bodies. And I want you all to just ground this energies, all these vibrations. Pull them in, feel them. And I want you to breathe through your nose and out your mouth. Pulling in these energies and bringing them all the way down through your legs, through your feet. Into the earth. Through the breath, breathing in through your nose. And exhaling through your mouth. Grounding these energies through your feet. This is the breath of integration. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Grounding these energies through your legs, through your feet, and your breathing through the nose, out through the mouth, grounding these energies down. Continuing with the breath of integration. Nose and out through your mouth till you feel the energy of integration. Feel that these energies are grounded. Conscious breathing. Learning to breathe like the whales and dolphins. Take it for granted being surrounded by oxygen all the time. But if you lived in the water and only could breathe when your little breathing hole was at the surface, you would be much more consciously aware of your breath. The whales and dolphins know that consciousness follows breath. Remind you of this key. Utilize this key in your life. This is why breath is so important in yoga. Consciousness follows breath. Spirit follows your consciousness. The more conscious you are, the more you're able to embody divine presence. Now in your conscious state, feel your presence still here, in this normal, awake sort of state. Presence hasn't gone anywhere. Still here. Feel it in your body. Purpose of meditation, to put yourself in a state of openness and awareness so that you can embody your presence. so that your presence can stay here all the time, not just be here when you're meditating. So, beloved, now once again, centered in your hearts, aware and awake, drifting around you, still feeling presence,